It's not going to happen. Okay. Okay, so we're holding here. Parshas Kedoshim. So if you take a look here, you see the lead up, right? We just had Rashi, right? Kimoni. So there's a Medrash in this week's Parsha, right? Medrash quotes the Pasuk, Kedoshim to you. The Parsha tells us Kedoshim to you. That Hashem commands us, you got to be holy. So says the Medrash, Yachol Kimoni, that you might think, Kimoni, that you can be like me, that you can obtain Kedusha, a level of holiness like me, Hashem. Tamad Loimar, Ki Kadosh Ani, I'm holy. Kedushati Lamal Mikudash Hashem. Meaning my Kedusha is higher than your Kedusha. So the Halamina was, right, this is Pasuk on the Brice, in the Medrash, that you might think when I say Kedushim to you, that you can reach a level of Kedusha like me. Tamad Loimar. No, my Kedusha, my holiness, that level of holiness is higher than yours. That's the Pasuk chat in the Medrash. Now comes the Ma'ari Naim, the Shulba Rebbe, here in number two. And he quotes the Medrash, Va'amar Yachol Kimon. And now he gives it a different shot. Now you'll see that as we go through this piece, Mitzvah Hashem, in the time we have, that you see that sometimes, you know, there's Shivan Panim LaTorah. That sometimes, you know, you can have a Pasuk, you can have a Medrash Chazal, and there's so many different ways to look at it. And we'll see as we go through, you'll see the panemius that sometimes there's Pashup Shah and there's so much more deeper behind what Pashup Shah is. So he explained, we just thought that was Pashup Shah in the Medrash. No, the Pasuk, Hashem speaking the Pasuk, Kedoshim to you. Okay. Now the Medrash is saying, what's Pshat in that? In Kedoshim to you, what's Hashem telling? Hashem saying, Kedoshim, you should be holy. So you might think when he says you should be holy, you should be on my level. You can obtain a level of holiness as great as me. Answer, no. The Pasuk continues. Ki kadosh ani, I'm holy. Meaning, kedushasi lamal mikudashem. My holiness is higher than yours, is greater than your holiness. You can't get to my level of holiness. Okay. Quotes the Chernobyl Rebbe, the Medrash. V'amar yachol kimoni, ratzelomar. He's typing the Medrash. Ratzelomar. Shitehe elikai kimoni. Now, what are you going to think? You're going to say, I can be like God. You're going to say, what's that? Yachol Kimoni? You're going to think you can be like me. You're going to think that you can not obtain a level like the Medrash, not obtain a level of Kedusha like me, but you can think your mom is like Hashem. Your mom, you're like God. Because what are you going to do? Yeah, you sit and learn. Yeah, you're Lamdan Gadol, you're Yeshiva Loimed, and you think that all of this is because it's for me. It's because I put in the effort. No. Rak Shitaydu Shakol Hu Hashem Yisbarach. You have to realize that everything is all Hashem. Machshvei Secho, your thoughts. Udibarecho, your speech. V'kol Chiyosecho, all of your Chiyos, all of your life. Hu Elikus. It's all godly, it's all Hashem. Everything you have, all your abilities, is all Hashem. V'zeh, right? Mash Amar Chazal. This is what Chazal say. He's quoting a Gemara in Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, he quotes a pasuk. Lo yebicha elzar. The pasuk says there should not be in your pasuk to him. There should not be in you a foreign god. Says the Gemara. Ask the Kasha. Ezehu elzar shehu begufo shel adam. Who is this foreign god in the goof of man, in the body of man? Answers the Gemara, Ze Yetzahara. The foreign god in man is the Yetzahara. Now, the Mori Naim, he gives a deeper pshat. Ratza Loimar, what's pshat in Chazal? Lo ye b'cha elzar. What does that mean? There should not be in you a foreign god. It means, Elikus shebecha lo ye zar umufrash mimcha. That elokus, that godliness in you, it shouldn't be foreign to you. It shouldn't be czar. It shouldn't be mufrit from you. It shouldn't be separate from you. Shehu elokus, you shouldn't take that godliness that you have and separate it, make it a separate entity. Meaning, you shouldn't think that whatever I do, that's for my, you know, Einstein. You know, I was a masmid. I learned for 12 hours today. And that's why I was successful. I asked a good kasha. I had a good teretz. No. The pshat is you have to, when you do that, you're separating the elukus. You're separating the godliness. And you're looking at things like it was your doing. You're not making Hashem a part of that picture. right? True godliness is realizing that everything we do, our successes are one with Hashem. Hashem gave us those abilities. He put us in those situations. He gave us the insights to make those decisions. It's not me. Hashem gave me those abilities to get there. And when a person separates, he decompartmentalizes, he says, no, this is what I'm doing, right? This is not, Hashem didn't do anything here. Then that's making a kelzar. That's making a foreign God within you. It's making godliness foreign to yourself, making it separate from you. Lo tehe sabur, don't think. Sha'ata hu achacham, you're the chacham, you're the smart guy. Rak shetayda, rather, you have to know, sha'kol hu elikos, everything is godliness. Like we said before, the Amru, now, he's going back to the Gemara. The Amru, now the Gemara Kasha. The Gemara, if you go back to the Gemara, Ezehu Elzar, who is this foreign God? So the Gemara answered, it was the Yetzirah. What does that mean, he says? Ratzalomar, Shemat Mia, Ech Efshar Shaloi Yada, Hakohu Elaikos, the Amru Shahu Ayetzirah. Meaning, the Gemara asked the Kasha, who is this foreign God within you? Gemara answered, Yetzirah. The Rebbe's learning. What's the Kasha Gemara? Not who is the foreign God within you, meaning he's learning like he is explaining that the question is, as he says, Shemat Mia, the Gemara's bothered. How is it possible that you can't realize that everything you do is from Hashem? It's a chiluk of Hashem. How can you not realize that? How does one not realize that? Isn't it so obvious that we live and we breathe and everything we do, even if it's Hashem, is all from Hashem? Don't we realize that? How can one not realize that? Answer, the Yetzirah. Sha Yetzirah misame as ain of it blinds your eyes. She yis for that you should think. Shehua chacham, v'shecheya, right, that you think you're the chacham. That you think, yeah, it's all because of me. It's my doing, my efforts. That's why I obtain that success. Now, what he's about to do is quote a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. And as we know, there's a minhag, right, that people say between Pesach and Shavuos, a person learns Pirkei Avos. Usually there's 6 weeks that fall out between Pesach and Shavuos. So every week, every Shabbos, you'll learn a parak of 6 prakim in total, 5 Pirkei Avos, and really one, the last one, the 6th parak is really a different brises. So that's the minhag. So it happens to be the Hashkacha. The Mishnah is about to quote is from this week's Mishnah, third week. It's in the third parak of Pirkei Avos that Mishnah is about to give shot in. But first, let's just see from the Apta Rav, Avi Mishul Heschel in number 3, he gives a little Tama Dabra. What's the panemius of learning Pirkei Avos between Pesach and Shavuos? He says Tam Amiras Pirkei Avos. The reason we say Pirkei Avos bein Pesach Latzeres and Shavuos is ki b'yamim elu, during these times, mechuyav kol ish ve'ish mi'Yisrael l'tar es atzmo. Every person is mechuyav to purify himself, b'yamei ha'sfira kimo, shenatar Yisrael ma'az mitumas Mitzrayim. We just came out of Mitzrayim. We just had Geulus Mitzrayim, Pesach, right? We all have that Mitzrayim in us. We all have that tum in us. We all have something that's holding us back from growing, from shagging, from obtaining more. On a way to Kabbalah Satorah, to Shavuos, our job is to be mitire ourselves from that tumult. It's holding us back from reaching greater and higher heights. And that's the way we learn Pirkei Avos, ethics. We learn how to become a better yid, a better ben Torah, in order to achieve that real Kabbalah Satar. So let's see the Mishnah. Number 4, he's about to quote a Mishnah here. He's about to quote a Mishnah here in the third parak of Pirkei Avos, Mishnah, the 8th Mishnah. Okay, it's different in different versions. Pirkei Avos, you'll find in different places, but it's in the third parak. Mishnah says, Rabbi Doistoy, the Rabbi Yana, Mishum Rabbi Meir Oimer, Kol Asher Cheach Dover Echel Mimishnasai, anybody who forgets one thing from his learning, Malal Lov Akosav Ke'ilu Mishai Benasho. It's Ke'ilu like that person is liable for his own death. That's the Pasuk Pshat. But let's take back a look. Let's look back to where we ended off in Moranayim. He says, I'm the same Yisod he's giving. And Zeo Kol Asher Cheach, that's what it means, Kol Asher Cheach Dover Echa Miv Mishnah. So what does it mean? Anybody who learns one, anyone who forgets one thing from his Mishnah, he's Chayiv B'Nafsho. Ratzalim Hashocheach Es Ha'Echa Zul Hashem Yisbarach. Rabbi says Shema Yisrael Hashem Akino Hashem Echad Hashem Ziechad. When a person learns, but he forgets the Hashem Echad, he forgets HaKadosh Baruch when he's learning. Shocheach Mishnah, so he forgets it from his learning. I learned this. It was all me. That's when he's chai b'nafsho. A person who learns it doesn't put Hashem into it, doesn't realize that this is all from Kadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that I made a certain decision that, you know, I went to yeshiva, I decided to do this and that. We have to think, there's so many times in life we come to a crossroads and we think, you know, oh, I made a good decision. Hashem gave us that chacham. He gave us that insight. He gave us the ability to see further. And we have to realize that everything we do in life has elokus. It has, Hashem is a part of everything. We don't always see it. It's not always so clear. But that's the message here. We don't have time to continue to see the last piece, but if you want, after tomorrow, we can go through the last piece as well. If you come over, we can go through the last piece. But that's the message here. We learned from the Chernobyl Rebbe that this week, Parshas Kedoshim, on our way up, leading up to Kabbalah Satara, now we have to make Hashem a part of everything we do in our life, right? Not just in the base medrash, but also outside the base medrash. And with that, we should zocha to true Kabbalah Satara, Gula Shleima, Mira Meinu, Shabbos Kodesh. Okay, we'll see you then.
Yeah, I'll see you next week.
Okay.